Chitra Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals move through life in full association, immersed in emotion, expression, and presence. Others experience reality through a degree of dissociation, stepping back to observe, analyze, or protect themselves from overwhelm. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, focused action, and associated with Tvashtar, the celestial craftsman, tends to move between both, but often leans toward dissociation by design. These natives prefer control over chaos and often process life through a mental or creative filter rather than emotional immersion. Their instinct is to refine, not react, which means they may step out of raw experience to analyze or perfect it. Yet when they feel confident in their ability to shape the moment, they can fully associate, especially through creation, beauty, or accomplishment. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how they handle emotional exposure versus detachment. If Mars is in the 1st or 4th house, the experience leans toward dissociation through control. These individuals are quick to act but slow to reveal, preferring to do something rather than feel everything. In Chitra, Mars reinforces a practical relationship with emotion. They respond when necessary but don't dwell. If Mars is in the 10th, this dissociation becomes strategic. They stay focused under pressure and often mask vulnerability with precision and performance. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience tilts toward association, especially on an emotional or creative level. These individuals absorb feeling through the body, memory, or creative flow. In Chitra, the Moon adds emotional depth beneath a polished exterior. They may feel intensely, but choose when and how to express it. If Moon is in the 10th, they associate outwardly. They become emotionally tied to how they're seen or how their work lands in the public eye. If Mercury is in the 5th or 10th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These natives analyze more than absorb. They ask why, how, or what it means before fully engaging. In Chitra, Mercury enhances observational intelligence. They prefer to step back, assess, and then express. If in the 10th, this creates emotional distance in public life. They speak with polish, often appearing cool under pressure, using communication as a shield. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, dissociation becomes a default, a way to protect against emotional vulnerability or failure. These individuals tend to suppress feelings in favor of function. In Chitra, Saturn's presence can harden the emotional body. They associate only when the environment feels stable, otherwise staying quietly detached. If Saturn is in the 10th, they may project calm professionalism, but carry inner emotional restriction, choosing responsibility over emotional expression. If K2 is in the 5th or 1st house, the experience is karmically dissociative. These natives often feel distant from joy, spontaneity, or personal expression, operating through intuition or symbolic resonance instead of direct feeling. In Chitra, K2 may give them an uncanny ability to create beauty or structure without being personally attached to it. If K2 is in the 10th, this can manifest as selfless mastery. They do the work, but remain detached from the recognition or outcome. Chitra's core relationship with experience is tied to refinement over reaction. They often step back, not to avoid, but to improve. Their evolution lies in learning when to stay present, even when the moment feels raw or imperfect. When they allow themselves to feel while still shaping their world, they become the true artisan of life, crafting not just objects or outcomes, but a life that reflects both clarity and emotional truth. Chitra Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some people have a matching mindset, naturally looking for alignment, agreement, and shared patterns. Others operate with a mismatching lens, spotting errors, inconsistencies, or what stands out as different. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, precision, focus, and associated with Tvashtar, the divine architect, leans strongly toward a mismatching approach. These natives are inherently attuned to what doesn't fit, driven by a need to perfect, correct, and refine. Their eyes are trained to notice flaws in systems, visuals, relationships, or words, not out of criticism, but from a deep desire to make things better. However, when their creative or relational side is activated, they can shift into matching mode, appreciating beauty, symmetry, and shared vision. The dominant approach depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where intellect, refinement, and public roles play out. If Mars is in the 1st or 6th house, the mismatching instinct is strong and action-oriented. These individuals instinctively scan for what needs fixing or improving. In Chitra, Mars sharpens their need to take corrective action. They don't just see what's off, they do something about it. If Mars is in the 10th, this skill becomes visible. They may take on leadership roles in fields that require judgment, design, or structured problem solving. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mismatching becomes mental and verbal. These individuals are highly analytical, catching contradictions, inconsistencies, or flawed logic. In Chitra, Mercury makes them skilled editors, planners, or communicators, quick to catch what others miss. If in the 10th, their mismatching lens is refined and professional. They are valued for their strategic input and eye for precision. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the approach leans matching, particularly in emotional or relational environments. These individuals seek harmony, emotional alignment, and resonance in their close circles. In Chitra, the Moon softens their Mars edge. They may sense what's off, but choose peace or connection over correction. If in the 10th, they match socially, they attune to group expectations or public tone and adjust themselves to maintain external harmony. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, mismatching becomes systematized. These individuals not only spot what's wrong, they build long-term methods to correct or prevent it. In Chitra, Saturn adds discipline to their natural scrutiny. If in the 10th, they become methodical reformers, bringing consistency, structure, and accountability into professional environments, often without needing to be loud about it. If Jupiter is in the 3rd or 9th house, the mindset tilts toward matching through meaning. These individuals seek to unify, seeing how different ideas or people can be brought into shared frameworks. In Chitra, Jupiter balances the inner critic with wisdom. They may still notice what's off, but they ask, how can this be brought back into harmony? If in the 10th, they often lead with vision, using a generalist lens to inspire alignment and progress. Chitra's natural mode is to dissect, refine, and rebuild. Their mismatching instinct is not about rejection, it's about potential. Their growth lies in knowing when correction brings improvement and when it creates unnecessary friction. When they balance critique with appreciation, they become master harmonizers, architects not only of form, but of insight, clarity, and conscious design. Chitra Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, immersed in the present, responding intuitively and emotionally to what's unfolding now. Others operate through time, aware of past lessons, future goals, and how actions fit into a larger arc. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, decisive action, control, and linked to Tvashtar, the celestial architect, leans toward a through-time experience. These natives are builders at heart. They think in terms of structure, sequence, and legacy. Their actions are often measured, intentional, and directed toward a clear result. However, because Mars is instinctive and responsive, they can shift into in-time when emotionally triggered or creatively inspired, especially in moments requiring bold action or artistic spontaneity. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help shape how they move through time, whether in disciplined arcs or present-focused surges. If Mars is in the 1st or 6th house, the time experience is through time with intent. These individuals think in steps. They plan, execute, and move with a builder's mindset. In Chitra, Mars directs energy toward outcomes. They're less reactive, more strategic, acting in service of future goals. If Mars is in the 10th, this becomes part of their public identity. They are seen as focused, consistent, and legacy-minded, often climbing toward roles that reflect long-term success. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the experience leans more in time, especially emotionally. These natives are responsive to the emotional environment. They act or shift based on how they feel in the moment. In Chitra, the Moon softens Mars' discipline. They may feel impulsively creative or reactive when emotional tone shifts. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional immediacy is projected outward. They become sensitive to the emotional undercurrents of work or public roles and may act in the moment to maintain harmony or poise. If Mercury is in the third or 10th house, the time experience becomes mentally through time. These individuals process quickly, think ahead, and are good at mapping timelines. In Chitra, Mercury supports intelligent planning. They're often juggling details while keeping sight of the long game. If Mercury is in the 10th, this creates strong career pacing. They're excellent at aligning present action with long-term clarity, often excelling in structured or communication-heavy roles. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the through-time experience is deliberate, disciplined, and legacy-driven. These individuals move slowly but steadily, often sacrificing immediate gratification for future gain. In Chitra, Saturn reinforces the builder archetype. They lay foundations that last. If in the 10th, they're known for commitment to craft, long-range planning, and maturity in how they use time. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the experience can tilt toward in time, but with ambition. These natives chase urgency, attention, or transformation, acting in the moment, sometimes before thinking through the consequences. In Chitra, Rahu adds intensity to their timing. They may push for results quickly or leap into change. If in the 10th, this can make them rise fast, but also burn out unless grounded by purpose and patience. Chitra's relationship to time is craftsmanlike. They are naturally drawn to order, timing, and the rhythm of construction, whether of form, reputation, or legacy. Their growth lies in balancing immediate instinct with enduring vision, knowing when to leap and when to lay another brick. When aligned, they become masters of momentum, able to act with clarity in the moment while staying rooted in where they're headed. Chitra Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily motivated by people, connection, admiration, collaboration. Others are driven by activities, the thrill of doing, fixing, or creating. For some, places hold power, settings that inspire, ground, or energize them. And others are moved by things, tools, systems, aesthetics, or the mastery of form. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action refinement, and associated with Tivashtar, the divine craftsman, is most often motivated by activities and things. These natives are builders by nature, drawn to craft, improvement, and the pursuit of excellence. Whether it's constructing something tangible or refining themselves internally, their drive is toward creation, skill, and beauty. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal where that motivation most clearly expresses itself. If Mars is in the 1st or 6th house, activities are the primary motivator. These individuals are energized by motion, challenge, and purposeful work. In Chitra, Mars sharpens the need to act with intent. They are often driven by the desire to correct, build, or perfect. If Mars is in the 10th, their activity focus becomes vocational. They channel ambition into structured, visible outcomes and often rise through precision and persistence. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation blends activities with things, especially those involving mental dexterity, language, or systems. These natives are motivated by learning, planning, or optimizing. In Chitra, Mercury brings finesse. They enjoy solving problems, crafting communication, and refining methods. If in the 10th, they thrive in roles where mental agility supports technical, design, or organizational excellence. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the native may be more motivated by people, particularly in emotionally supportive or aesthetic environments. These individuals seek meaningful relationships that reflect beauty, depth, or mutual growth. In Chitra, the Moon adds relational desire to the need for control. They're drawn to people who bring emotional harmony to their structured world. If Moon is in the 10th, their people orientation becomes part of their public life. They work best in relational, emotionally intelligent professional roles. If Venus is in the 4th or 10th house, the native may be driven by things, especially those tied to beauty, art, design, or status. These individuals are inspired by the elegance of well-crafted objects or systems. In Chitra, Venus fuels the desire to shape form with aesthetic precision. They may be drawn to fashion, architecture, or any pursuit that blends functionality with visual appeal. If Venus is in the 10th, their love for beauty becomes professional. They seek careers that involve tasteful expression or refined environments. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, things become motivators, but not decorative ones. These individuals are drawn to structure, tools, mastery, and discipline. In Chitra, Saturn supports methodical building. They want to leave something behind that is lasting, real, and respected. If in the 10th, this often shows up as career mastery. They're driven by systems, durability, and the responsibility of doing things right. Chitra's core motivation lies in refined creation, not just to express, but to perfect. Whether it's an idea, a tool, a body of work, or even a self-image, they're moved by the pursuit of excellence and elegance. Their evolution lies in learning to balance inner standards with outer purpose, ensuring that what they shape doesn't just look right, but feels aligned with who they are. When clear in purpose, Chitra becomes a living example of mastery, motivated not by attention, but by the beauty of well-executed vision.